And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian and Ukrainian forces clashed in Russia's Kursk region for a third consecutive day on Thursday, according to Russia's defense ministry. But while Ukrainian officials are saying little, the incursion appears to have the blessing of the United States, VOA national security correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
Pentagon spokesperson Sabrina Singh telling reporters the U.S. still does not support any long-range Ukrainian attacks into Russia. But she says this is different.
They are taking actions to protect themselves from attacks that are coming from a region that are within the U.S. policy of where they can operate, our weapons, our systems, our capabilities.
Singh also says the U.S. sees the Ukrainian actions advancing by some estimates as far as 10 kilometers into Russia as defensive. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The leaders of the United States, Qatar, and Egypt on Thursday called for Israel and Hamas to resume negotiations in either Doha or Cairo next week to overcome differences over a ceasefire deal. In a joint statement, the three mediators invited the warring parties to resume talks on August 15th. Qatar has been engaged in months of behind-the-scenes negotiations with support from Egypt and the United States in efforts to reach a truce in Gaza and a hostage deal. Kamala Harris does not support an arms embargo on U.S. ally Israel, a top aide said on Thursday in one of the first substantive statements on her Gaza war policy since her July entry to the 2024 White House race. The comment came a day after the U.S. vice president was heckled by pro-Palestinian